Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Well, welcome to Women on the Rise. Today we are going to break open a subject with you that is big on the heart of God and is big on our heart too, and it's concerning anti-trafficking. And even right now, Michelle, as we're sitting here, there are children and there are young teens and young women and men who are held captive in this whole trafficking scenario, which it's all about money at the end of the day. You know, the traffickers are trying to make a buck and they're using innocent little children to do it. So, I mean, that's a huge deception. Mm-hmm. It says in the book of Revelation about the trafficking of souls in Revelation 18. So it's very real and it's very much happening. And I remember when God first broke it open in my own heart. It was through an encounter. He spoke to me in prayer. He said, I want you to go to Bangkok. I flew off to Bangkok at his word. And that's when he opened it up and I saw, and I couldn't stop crying. And he said, for those tears, I died. Yeah. When I started seeing everything that was going on, he said, you need to tell the church. You know, this was years and years ago. He said, you need to tell the church because for their tears, I died. And we're about our merry way, right. You know, doing life. And we might, you know, complain about a few little discomforts. But when I saw children like this one girl that we rescued in the very beginning, she had been in captivity for 4 years. And most of that time she was chained to a bed. And all she saw was the client that they brought in and the bathroom that they took her to pee in the little pot thing. And she was just like tormented day and night. And this was a life that Jesus had created to have a full destiny. Well, praise the Lord. She got rescued, as did many other children. I mean, we have so many scenarios to share, but the Lord said, you go back and tell their stories because people might be uncomfortable hearing their stories. But if they don't hear the stories, how will they ever respond? How will they ever know? Because these children don't have a voice for themselves. So as a result of that, we took real scenarios and wrote them in book form, changed the name and, you know, a few little details just to protect the people whose stories that they were. And we published a book called For Their Tears, I Died. And I want you to go on patriciaking.com. We want you to get the download of it. It's an electronic version of the book now that's up on our site. And it's called For Their Tears I Died. And I tell you, when you read it, you will connect with the heart of God. You will feel His love. You will feel the desperation of those who are bound, but you will also feel compelled to take hold of the anointing that is available to you and do something about it. And so this is a great day because women especially are being used in this realm.
There are heroes arising that are taking the justice cry from the heart of God and going into the places of darkness and pulling out victims of this evil atrocity. I love it.
I love it too. And His word says that the foundation of His throne is righteousness, which actually means fairness and justice. Mm-hmm. It actually means fairness and justice. So the foundation of the throne is righteousness and justice. So it's highlighted
justice,
again.
Justice, yeah.
Yeah. And it's really important. But, you know, women in our network, mm-hmm. in the Women in Ministry network, we have so many of them involved. involved in anti-trafficking. And
we
it's
do.
Like this whole army of women being raised up to set the captives free.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be at home and just enjoying our life and lavishing ourselves with more, you know, facials or whatever. But no, there's a company of women who are perhaps doing that too, but that they have this heart to go and to be a voice and to respond to those who can't cry out to themselves.
Yes, they're willing to be the tip of the spear to go into the places of piercing darkness. And, you know, as you mentioned, so many women in the network are part of this. And I hear the wonderful strategies that God is downloading to them because they're willing to step into that place. And God is giving them strategies of businesses to build and different ways to network and to go after these things in order to rescue those that are trapped.
Women on the front lines is all about being on the front lines.
That's right.
Right? It's not like women in the crochet circle, although I crochet, actually. And I think there's nothing wrong with crocheting or making cupcakes or whatever. You can do all that. But women on the front lines, this is what we do. We get on the front line of government or, you know, business, the church, you know, whatever mountain that you want to possess and occupy, go for it. But this is one of the frontline areas that we are very excited about and want to invite you to even partner with us in this. But women on the front lines, we have many events that go on. There are mentoring events, there's conferences, but in all of them, we are encouraging women to get to the front lines. So we want to introduce you to someone who's very dear to us, and it's Andre Assen, and she is the apostolic founder of Extreme Love Ministries. And we started working together years ago when we went over to Thailand, and you'll hear from Melina later on what's happening there, and then moving into Cambodia to help children get rescued and to give awareness. And we're seeing transformation of a nation and a transformation of a people because some women were interested in going on the front lines. Do you know that Moses' sister and Pharaoh's daughter and the midwives who delivered the Hebrew children were actually women on the front lines?
That's right.
And they were rescuing children at risk.
That's
Moses
so
was a child at risk. And look
so
what
good.
Happened when he got rescued.
That's
he
awesome.
He delivered a whole nation.
I
right?
love it.
But
That's
that
so
anointing
good.
Is coming on many of you that are watching right now. And we're going to show you later how you can actually get involved and activate that anointing. And we can get you out to the field. We can. But anyways, want to encourage you to go on patriciaking.com and find out more about Women on the Front Lines, Women in Ministry Network. If you really want to get involved with serving God, you know, we'd love to have you join the network. But you're going to visit a couple of women in our network today. And the first one is Andrea Assen.
Hi, Patricia and Michelle. Well, I'm so excited to share with you what God is doing around the world to raise up and empower women. I've had the privilege of linking arms and mentoring some of the most beautiful, anointed women, many of which have come out of dark places and are being raised up as leaders to go back into those places as light. I want to share with you an incredible rescue testimony that happened because women on our team were fearless in the face of injustice. We had a little Cambodian girl who was about 4 years old and was being used as a begging prop on the streets. Her grandmother had received custody of her, and this little girl had been beat so severely at a young age that she was unable to use her legs, which was actually valuable for the grandmother because she received more money, more compassion from passersby. And so grandma had done all she could. She had HIV. She was doing everything she could to survive, but just came to a place of hopelessness and ended up trying to sell this little girl for about $50. So if you can imagine $50 for the price of a child. Now, on average, we encounter children that sell for about $100 to $200, sometimes upwards of $1,000. But $50, we knew that this was an urgent case. And so our team of women gathered together and just relentlessly pursued justice, relentlessly pursued until. And we partnered with police, we partnered with investigators, attorneys, and were actually able to process this case successfully. It was a long and tedious process, but they did not give up. And because of their diligence, this little girl was able to be rescued. And one of the most amazing parts of this testimony is that she received a healing in the process. And so as we signed the paperwork, God actually gave us a glimpse into the spirit, and he said, you're signing her into your household. And so what we did is in the spirit, we took her under the Extreme Love household. And when we did, she miraculously received a healing. We were in the community and she was able to walk. And so everybody in the community that had known her as the little girl who was handicapped, as a little girl who could not use her legs, was now walking. And so what a testimony to Jesus. And it happened because women, despite all obstacles, persevered. Some of you who are hearing this message are being called. God is planting something in your heart. He's doing a deep work in you, stirring a passion inside of you that you're feeling called into the mission field. The family mountain is a mission field. The education mountain is a mission field. The government mountain is a mission field. Media, arts, entertainment, all of them mission field. And so women, none of us are excluded in this hour. We are all called to arise, to be voices of justice around the world. God is calling you to set the captives free. And so why don't you take a step of faith in that? One way that you can do that is by joining us on ground in Cambodia, on the front lines, be a part of one of our missions training schools where you will be mobilized and equipped to help women and children at risk. Some of you might be called back into your areas, others abroad, but it's such a great way to get involved. You can find out more about our outreaches and dates online at extremelove.com. Click on our outreach and event tab. We hope to see you there. Women, now is the time to arise.
Oh my gosh.
She has just impacted that nation.
It just touches my heart. Yeah. You know, like I remember when Andrea first came out here to Maricopa, she was in actually an intercession internship. She came to learn how to pray. And as she was in prayer, the Lord spoke to her heart and said, come back. She didn't know why. She didn't know what was up. And we weren't planning on establishing the base in Cambodia yet. And but she came in obedience to God, and she actually cleaned my house for a while. I needed a house cleaner at the time, and she says, I'll do it. And and then it was during that time that God spoke to us regarding this. And I said, I believe that you're to come. I believe that God's calling you to missions. Mm-hmm. And it was foreign to her at the time. Right. And the first trip she went over, she was so touched, like the Lord touched her just being on the ground. And that's when the Lord marked her to be the head of our outreach center at that time. And now her own ministry that we have launched with her and that we partner with her in. And we partner with many ministries. We sow into many ministries that are involved in anti-trafficking and that are reaching out to children at risk. And so we just want to encourage you to know that you might not feel called to go out on an outreach or something. You might not feel called to live on the mission field full time, but you can pray and you can give. And I would just love to invite you to our Go Team partnership, which is where we are raising up financial partners so that we can invest into this great harvest, including children at risk. And of course, you can go online at patriciaking.com anytime and donate into our missions and global outreach where we support ministries like Extreme Love Ministry. So if you want to directly get in touch with Andrea and her team and sign up for an outreach, which I highly recommend, go to extremelove.com. But we've got someone else we want to introduce to you as well. And that is Melina Enlin. And Melina Enlin is also part of our network, but she came to the Lord a number of years ago. She was a brand new Christian, and we took her into our home and were, you know, discipling her. It was during that time she felt this call from God. And we were planning our very first outreach to Thailand and to, you know, get people to know about the needs there and to reach out in love. And she said, Patricia, I've got to go and I'm called to stay. God is calling me to this. And I thought, oh my gosh, you're just a brand new Christian. And she's this tiny little girl. She was so young at the time. And I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know about this. And she said, well, talk to God about it. Ask him. And when I prayed, the Lord said, yes, it's me. release her. Well, now she is the director for Asia, for all of Asia, for A21 Ministries, and doing an amazing job. We're so proud of her. And she was actually partnered with us in the foundation of our outreaches for women and men being involved to serve children at risk. She's got an amazing testimony. So here's Melina.
So I've been on the field working in Thailand for 10 years now. And when I started in the beginning, everyone I met, pastors, preachers, people on the ground in Thailand told me, you shouldn't be doing this. It's too hard. You can't do it. You're an only voice. Why would you bother? Why you can't rescue them all? You know, why are you even there? What's the reason and the purpose of you being on the field if you're just one person? And 10 years later, we work with the police. We have a massive center that helps trafficked and exploited children. You know, it started for me. And it wasn't just me. It was Patricia King who brought me up, discipled me, and created me to be who I was created to be, who God wanted me to be. And when we started, one of the first cases we did was a little boy. We found him. So Patricia wanted to do, we did mission schools on the ground so you can see firsthand what darkness looks like. And one of the things that we did was bring food to the hospital. And one day we went to the hospital and we encountered this little boy, and he was sitting on the lap of this woman, and he's severely, severely malnourished. His rib cage was damaged and he was dying. And the lady told us that she had purchased him, bought him for $600 in Malaysia 4 years ago. And when she purchased him, she said he was deformed. So the price was lower. Other kids, they'll go for $1,000 or $2,000. He was only $600. And what has happened is that he was trafficked when he was 1 year old on a train, and he was left in this trafficker's house. And because he cried so much, more than the other babies, the trafficker squeezed his rib cage to make him quiet. And his rib cage still had the indentation of a hand on it. And he used to put him in the fridge. So this little boy lost his voice as well. He can make sounds, but he can't speak. And this lady went into this house and said, I'm looking for a child to beg, because when you buy children for begging, you can make a lot more money than if you're sitting on a sidewalk alone. So she purchased him, and she said to me, you know, I loved him. I loved him so much. I never let him stay on the sidewalk and touch the cement. He was never on the sidewalk. He was always on my lap. She didn't feed him. She gave him sleeping pills every day. So this little boy spent 4 years sitting on a sidewalk in Malaysia on this woman's lap, drugged, malnourished, so they can get more money for her. And Andrea and I were able to convince the woman to give us this little boy so we can place him in foster care. So we brought in the police and the government, and we placed him into this beautiful foster care home. But before that, we took him to the doctor in Cambodia. We waited 4 hours. 4 hours, they wouldn't even see us. And at the end of that wait, we went in, and the doctor said, why do you even bother waiting? We were the last patient. He said, he'll never walk, he'll never talk, he'll never be normal. He had mental delays and because of the trauma he's experienced. And then we said, Andrea fought, and she said, no, what is that we can do for him? What is wrong with him, and how can we fix it? And the doctor tried to help us, said, okay, he needs some physiotherapy, but you know what? He's never going to speak, and he's never going to walk. So we took him to this foster home, and a Christian, beautiful home. And then a year later, I went in, and I saw what God can do with love. This little boy who couldn't walk was riding a bicycle. And this little boy who couldn't speak was singing worship. Maybe he wasn't singing it perfectly. And maybe his bike ride wasn't perfect, but this is God. He was smiling. He was laughing. He was a child again. God had found this little boy in the midst of this most horrific hospital, the most horrific circumstances. And he sent what one woman, one or two women who answered the call. And we weren't equipped to do something back then. We weren't equipped to say, oh, well, I can provide medical care. We can do this kind of special physiotherapy. We just said yes, yes to the call. And people often ask, does it matter? Yes, it matters for him. And if that's all we can do, if this is the one boy, the one child that we can save, then your life was not in vain. What does the Bible say? Feed the poor. What are we doing? Are we feeding the poor? Are we helping the orphans? Where are we doing that? And as women, sometimes there's not enough power for us. Sometimes we think we are too quiet. We are too timid. I am scared. I can't do it by myself. I did it by myself. And you don't have to do much. You just have to walk within the call of God. So when you want to help, ask, where does God want to place you? You don't have to leave your home to help this little boy, because this kind of help requires prayers. This kind of miracles requires people praying for these kids. I have thousands of stories that I have seen God show up. And when I couldn't show up, but when I tried, God met me halfway. So I want to empower all the women who are listening. I want to tell you that you matter, that you're valuable, and you were created to do something more for somebody. And all your gifts and all your resources are to be used to help other people. It doesn't matter how much you have. It doesn't matter your circumstances. You are powerful, and you can rescue and support a life if you start today.
Every child needs to know that they are loved. Every child needs to know that they are valued. But so many will never hear that message. So many in the world today will never be held in arms of love or in arms that care. So many children today will never hear a voice of comfort or a voice that says, you have value, but they need it. And God is raising up an army of women. You heard the testimony of these two amazing young women who said yes to God. That's what they gave him. They gave him their yes. And they allowed the love and the compassion that was in their heart for these children at risk to break open into the world and do something great. And nations are being changed as a result. Their influence, their sphere of influence has grown worldwide. But they didn't know it was going to go there in the beginning. They just saw the one in front of them. They just saw the one that they could help. They just followed their heart throb. And I believe that right now some of your hearts are throbbing, that there's someone right now that you're sitting there weeping because the stories have touched your heart, but it doesn't have to stay there. Because you can pray, as they said, you can pray. We've seen, you know, when we've mobilized prayers, we lost a child one time. The trafficker got them back when it was going through the border. And we mobilized a whole army of prayer warriors and got that child back within 24 hours supernaturally. We've seen prayer change things. We've seen God intervene with the miraculous because there was people who were praying. And you can give, and that's really important, because to put boots on the ground, it costs money. And as a ministry, we've sacrificed much over the years because we saw the value of it. And many people partnering together, sacrificing together for the need of the ones that are out there, we can make it happen. And it doesn't take much. Sometimes you're $30 a month or $50 a month or a one-time gift. When everything comes together, it can do so much. And I just want to encourage you to pray about partnering with us. Be part of our Go team so that we can go into dark places and we can go reach the lost. We can go reach the afflicted, because if enough of us partner together, we can do it. And also to donate to missions and outreaches so that we can continue to support ministries like what you've just seen, so that we can reach out and touch those that are in dark places. But the third thing you can do is you can go. And we have outreaches available through Extreme Love Ministries that you can actually go on the ground and you can hold those children. And you can reach out into the villages, into the slums where the traffickers go and try to get the children. And you can keep them safe by just going, putting your feet on the ground. And it doesn't take much. And God will supply everything that you need to go. You might think, well, I don't have much to give, but you've got way more than what you know. Because if you've got a heart for this, you've got everything that you need. And then the last thing is you can be a voice and you can let other people know what's happening out there. Let other people know how they can support children at risk and missions and outreach. Because all of us together, especially women who are arising in this hour, we can make a big difference. But I see a number of you right now who are called to this, and I pray the anointing of God on you. I pray that you will be flooded with his love and flooded with his heart like never before, and that your yes will lead you into the next step. And I just want to encourage you that, you know, Melina and Andrea and other people in our network would be happy to connect you with people that are doing this stuff. And they're just people like you and I who said yes. We didn't know what we were doing, didn't know what we were getting into, but our yes led us, and your yes can lead you. I want to encourage you to find out more about Women in Ministry Network, too, because if you want to be involved, we can cover you, and we'd love to be able to do that. Michelle, you have a decree.
I do. There is no one like you, Lord. You protect the weak and helpless from the strong and heartless who oppress them. You loosen the bonds of wickedness and the bands of the yoke and let the oppressed go free. I will open my mouth for the mute and for the rights of the unfortunate. I will defend the rights of the afflicted. Lord, you will break the chains and tear off their bonds, and no longer will strangers enslave them. You are the light that bursts through gloom, the light that darkness cannot diminish.
Amen. And that's what we're made for, to take our light into the darkness. I want you to remember that when Jesus hung on the tree and he was absorbing all of our sin, that he was looking at those who were abused and afflicted and trafficked and victimized in different ways. And he said, for your tears, I'm dying. I'm giving my life so that you can be free. Just want to encourage you to go to patriciaking.com, partner with us today, release donations into the missions and outreach, or join the Go team, and get For Their Tears I Died. It's an electronic version of an amazing story. It will pierce your heart, and you'll never be the same again. We'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.